Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Thomas. He didn't give me a specific topic with his donation. So what I want to do is talk about why it's dangerous for you as a man to travel on the road with a woman. Randy the Dakota MGTOW contacted me when Gabby Petito went missing, and he told me that I called things correctly when I said that couples living in small vans are gonna kill each other in such small spaces. This video is not meant to belittle what happened to Gabby, but I'm making it to ensure that this doesn't happen again to someone else. If one of you guys out there is thinking of traveling around with a woman in a homemade bang bus for many months, I need you to reconsider. As of making this video, she's been found, but her fiancé, Brian Laundry, hasn't. There's probably a Florida gator feasting on what's left of him right now in a swamp somewhere. How did it get to this point? How did a young 23-year-old guy that was at an age when a man is the most addicted to cooch get rid of the woman he loves, which was by all accounts his dealer? How is it that we couldn't see stuff like this coming from miles away? He was with Gabby, a woman with OCD and a neat freak, in a tiny cramped space for 4 months with no privacy. Not to mention that small spaces get dirty fast, and the cops to detain and separate them for the domestic disturbance said they were experiencing a mental health crisis. She told the cops that Brian wouldn't let her back into the van until she calmed down. That seemed like a sensible and responsible thing for him to do as she was trying to hit him. This is a 4-month-long trip, and I've gone on road trips with family and friends before, and within a few days, even when it's a bunch of guys, we've all started getting pissed off at each other. But when you're with someone you're probably codependent with for many years, you don't understand what your breaking point is. Brian, in my opinion, had zero intention of acting out in a premeditated way against his fiancé. I think it was a crime of passion and pure anger from being confined in a small space with a clean freak for too long. I also blame social media and the promotion of the so-called van life. A family traveling around spotted their van with a dash cam and posted the video the morning of the day her body was found. In the afternoon, the FBI found her. Some people said it was social media to the rescue. I think social media was responsible for this. People trying to project the perfect life on the road for attention. Narcissism is somewhat to blame as well. I'll discuss more in just a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself. Structure your thoughts and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to living in a small space the size of a prison cell for 4 months with your clean freak fiancé clown world show. Brian and Gabby were living in his parents' house with his mother, and that was probably bugging him and adding tension to his life too. Gabby on one side and his mother on the other. How could things not go wrong? He lacked the personal space at home and on the road. I would also blame the high cost of housing in the West for millennials like them not having their own apartment as well. I wouldn't be surprised if in the end, he was triggered by the slightest microaggression in her minivan, and that drove him over the edge. Traveling with guys for a week to 10 days on the road was too stressful for me, and I've only ever done trips on my own over the last 10 years because of it. I also can't imagine traveling with women ever again because they tend to move pretty slowly. For this couple, it took the two of them 1 week in parks like Zion and Bryce. Those can be seen in a day or two, if you only see the best hikes and scenery. What if you're traveling with a woman in a national park and she just decides to take off down a hiking trail herself, and she's never seen from or heard from again? You're probably saying you don't think that's possible. Well, I've experienced someone I was with running off like that on multiple occasions. If she doesn't come back, then you become a person of interest. Even if Bigfoot snatches her up, never to be seen from or heard from again, your life will be ruined, because everyone will suspect that either you were the one that offed her, or you didn't do your so-called job as a man and protect her. Even if you called the authorities and there was never any foul play, your life is over, because you were responsible for her when she ran away into the woods when you briefly looked the other way. Her parents will blame you, and it'll basically haunt you for the rest of your life, even if you did nothing wrong. I'm so glad I traveled on my own most of the time, even when I had a girlfriend. I didn't travel for social media attention. I didn't do it to impress a girl. I did it to take pictures of beautiful places and to be inspired to create awesome images that no one has pretty much seen but me. Now I see narcissists looking to travel to show off. It's a mental illness seeking out likes and attention en masse So now you have pristine wilderness areas filled with women that don't understand the dangers of being out there. A newlywed lesbian couple was also killed a few weeks ago, close to where Gabby's life was taken, and no one knows why. I'll tell you why I think it happened. Because it's red country. Most of the best national parks and selfie spots that Instagram thoughts take pictures in are in red states or red areas in blue states. Some homophobic guy probably saw that lesbian couple and thought to himself that what they were doing was morally reprehensible, and did them in because of that. I've had awesome experiences traveling to red states because I don't have a soy face and ironic anti-Trump tattoos all over me. I'm clean cut and have mostly centrist views, which are now probably considered conservative. I'd suggest that if you have to travel with a woman, don't travel with one that's not conservative looking in red areas, that spews out attitude. That makes you an even bigger target. You might just end up becoming an innocent bystander when some good old boy wanted to hurt the mouthy babe that you were with. As for Brian Laundrie, how is he supposed to deal with months and months in close quarters with a woman that might have been hitting him like the police saw in their altercation? Jordan Peterson says that we've created a society where men don't know how to deal with women, and we've deemed violence to no longer be appropriate. Again, I'm not condoning that he took her life, but it makes me wonder if this was the 1950s and he gave her five across the eyes and the cops looked the other way, if that would have prevented such a tragedy from happening. If it would have prevented him from bottling up all of his rage and resentment and then taking it out on her when she basically told him to take his dirty flip-flops off and then he refused. When her OCD kicked in their safe space van. As men, many of us don't know how to stand up to women anymore in an appropriate way. We can't hit them, but they can hit us. Remember, it was Gabby that was taken in the back of the police cruiser for questioning. Brian was trying to defuse the situation. He also had many wounds on his arms, until he eventually went nuts at some point and released his crime of passion. It's like that scene from Minority Report where the pre-crime cop said that once the department was created, all premeditated murders were gone, that the only such crimes left at that point were ones of passion, that were spontaneous. That's when we see a scene with a guy with scissors that goes after his wife and the guy she cheated on him with, but it wasn't planned. In the case of Gabby and Brian, here you have a 22-year-old couple that probably had money issues on the road. Some people mention that they ended up looking malnourished and like they were struggling. Never travel with less money than you need. If you figure your trip is going to cost you $1,500, then make sure you budget $2,000 just in case. Traveling with a woman is hello expensive, and she wants to buy all kinds of souvenirs along the road. Brian was already poor and living with his parents, so it probably wouldn't have taken much to push him over the edge. I can't imagine living inside a van with someone. Occasionally I would stay in a microtel hotel chain, and the rooms were almost too cramped for me, and I was just one guy. What do you think is going to happen to the domestic assault statistics as the globalists push people into smaller and smaller places in the future? There'll probably be security robots remotely operated by someone in India to protect the place you're living in from direct liability. As for Brian and Gabby, the YouTube video with the two of them seems all nice and idyllic, but you don't see what the hell's going on behind the scenes. People say she looks sweet and angelic, but if the police body cam footage had never come out, we never would have seen what she was capable of, which was violence. I hate violence, and only use it as a last alternative when diplomacy fails, and someone else attacks you first. Is it possible that she came at him with a knife or something during their fighting? In the middle of the fight, it accidentally got turned in the wrong direction and went into her gullet. That somehow there was a struggle of some kind between the two of them, and that it was an accident, and Brian knew that no one would believe his side of the story, because he's a male. I doubt it, considering that he possibly ran off into the wilderness, or so his parents told us that that was the case. It's ironic that Gabby wanted to be a YouTube star, but it's actually the family that shared footage of her van near where her body was discovered that became the stars instead. Their subscriber count ended up going up 10,000 in one day. There are too many people making national park videos out there, and whenever I release them on my travel channel, some of the lowest view counts are on those because there's an army of thoughts with videos ahead of mine looking for attention. Everyone is calling Brian a monster, and most likely he is. But what we should be asking is how a guy that looked like a harmless soy-sicle was pushed over the edge. My thinking is that it was partially her that put him into that situation. It's not an excuse, but it's a reason. I wish they find him and he tells his side of the story. And it's filled with abuse and how one day he just snapped and couldn't take it anymore and went all Norman Bates on Gabby. I say that for the sake of healthy relationships If you're dating someone and you never intend on having a family with her, don't live with her or go on trips with her. Here in Canada, just having occasional sleepovers means that the courts could say that you guys are married and force you to split up half your assets. It's not a big deal when your girlfriend is the one that owns the van. But when you have stuff to lose, not only shouldn't you cohabitate, but also not travel together. That guy in Canada was said to be married because he went on vacations with his partner, even though for the most part they lived apart. But because they vacationed together, that was enough to convince the courts of their relationship and how it should be classified as being a marriage, even though it clearly wasn't. Imagine in 10 years we hear about a couple living in a van, where the guy has to pay alimony because they shared a residence together because the court says that the van is now legally their home. At that point, it might just be too much to even pick up hitchhikers and drive them overnight. I know it sounds absolutely crazy, but nothing surprises me anymore as laws are becoming more and more misandric. I just want to share a comment by someone under one of the videos about Gabby where someone says this, and I quote, "Van life couples beware. Traveling is stressful. When it all goes wrong, where do you go? You're stuck with each other. An illusion to maintain for social media and nowhere to go. Rest in peace, young lady. You don't deserve this end. This should serve as a warning, but it won't." Unquote. That was the only person I found on there with common sense. Also, as I was finishing this video up, I thought that Brian was the victim of battered simp syndrome. But it turns out that he was slapping her around, and there's actually a 911 call with someone reporting it. But she was abusive too. Lydia, that works over with Tim Pool, mentioned that there were pictures and videos with marks on his body, where she roughed him up. Neither side is completely innocent, and last I heard, he's somewhere in Mobile, Alabama. By the time you hear this, he'll probably be found. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Thomas for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Gabby might have smashed Brian too hard in the face one time, and he lost his mind. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps your menstruating girlfriend getting all emotional in the back of your bang bus away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.